from one of our listeners. Thank you very much for emailing us. Thank and I also talked to her online.
She's so much nicer than the other listeners. She's like four of them.
She's really cool. So we're giving a shout out to her.
She's an artist, isn't
her
she?
Name, I asked her, actually asked her permission.
She's an artist, isn't she?
I don't know what she does. She's still in school.
I believe she's an artist, you guys.
She's still in school.
She's in art.
Okay, if you are, that's cool. Anyway, her name is Sarah, and...
She's like, you're an artist. I'm like, no, I'm not. And she's like, hey, you play guitar. I'm like, no, this isn't the Jew. And she's like, oh, yeah, you don't have any talent.
That's true.
You know, that's what she was
saying. That is true. Okay, I'll just read the sequence of emails. I could get the Jew to adopt an effeminate voice
because he's so gay. Because
you're gay. Oh, okay.
Hi, guys. I have nothing to do with singing. Oh, no offense, by the way, to you. You know who you are.
Sarah?
Wait, can we say your name?
Yeah, I asked her.
Okay. Yeah, Sarah, I'm not meaning any offense. This is just my...
gayness.
My gayness.
Coming through.
Hey, guys, I have nothing to do, so here I am. just a little smiley face thing. Anyways, not much going on right here. We got some snow at a school with measly 3 years.
You didn't read.
Not
that disgusting.
Great or anything. I shoveled my driveway, which I haven't done in 2 years. I kind of miss doing that. Is that weird? LOL.
No, say lol. What the hell's with the giggling?
Heeks. That's what girls do.
Oh.
I guess he did sell the YouTube short in my last email, which was like forever ago. So yeah, he's cool. Props for being a Hindu, because we all know that it's a lot of work in today's society.
Oh, that she didn't say
hard
that.
It's to be wrong all the time, you know?
Let's listen to her original email.
Happy birthday. I feel like such a square. Actually, this is Sarah from the SSOC message board. Oh, I did talk to her on the message board a while ago. Yeah, that be me. That be me. Oh, she's... By the way, your Jew's heart is the bomb. LOL.
Anyway, so you see...
I really do mean no offense. I think you're cool.
I was slightly... Well, I think I emailed her back, or I said it during the show that I got social. Okay, so this is what I emailed back. To start off with, we really, really love the fact that you are emailing us. I know we sound a little pathetic and desperate for friends, the Jew, and I personally am not as obviously enthusiastic vocally as the Jew is, but we really do appreciate it. Rock on! Exclamation. We too had a snow day here. It was a bit of a relief for me personally, because I had some English paper due, and I hadn't finished it. But all is well. At least, all you did with the snow was shovel it. I managed to slip and fall 3 times on my butt. And then presents a humorous image. I didn't tell the story, actually. It's pretty amusing.
I know, that's what I said.
I appreciate your compliment upon my coolosity. We shall give you a shout-out on the next show we record, which won't be the next show out, I don't think. I don't know how many we haven't reserved to give out. Ah, well. Yours truly, the Hindu. P.S. Thank you once again.
Aww.
To which she replied...
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I slipped and fell too, but I wasn't outside. I was walking down my hardwood stairs in these especially slippery socks.
I did that once. Or twice. At least.
5 times. In a row.
You have to guess where this is going. My foot slipped off the step, and I landed on my butt. When I got up to the bottom of the stairs... I probably should have cried, but I couldn't stop laughing. In caps. I laugh at capital letters if you guys have notes. Anyways, I could only imagine how it looked. Bouncing downstairs with my butt saying, ow, ow, ow. She's funny.
She is. You're like being so harsh to her though.
I
laugh in capitals as you well learn.
I'm sorry, Sarah. I hope you don't hate me.
She does. Everyone hates you.
As long as you just don't.
Oh, actually, I need to talk about my theory later. Theory of why people. I am the Jew more.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Why, people, I am Jew. Okay.
You have to hurry.
So, this is what I replied to it.
I made you hold my 3.
Thank you, I appreciate that. I know what you mean about the laughing. It's like, for some reason, you just can't stop. Notice I'm reiterating exactly what you said because I didn't really have anything else to say about it. Because you find it so ridiculously funny. I injured my wrist, but it was still funny as hell.
Every time he gets hurt, it's funny.
Look at it this way. You didn't fall in snow on the driveway. I don't want to seem competitive, smiley face, but I think my fall might have hurt more, making me better than you somehow. Tongue in cheek.
That's how Prakash is.
Would you mind if he recreated your story on our next recording? Because I'm sure the Jew would find it hilarious. He normally does. Basically, yeah, because you're so gay.
Everything's fine.
Basically, what we do is just read off the emails. Wow. Oh, I didn't even. Wow, I'm impressed by myself. And then have some of our priceless repartee, or repartee, which no doubt you enjoy. Priceless being in exclamation marks, I mean in quotation marks, as is repartee. By the way, do you enjoy our show? I mean, disregard the Jew's feelings, seriously. What do you think of it? Because even though I'm great, smiley face, I'm still filled with some doubts as to its quality. This was an absolute lie. I'm kidding, Sarah. I wasn't lying to you.
I hope she...
I need to preserve my,
I haven't read the response.
Okay, her response. Sure, you can tell my...
Wait, how come I never got any of these emails?
You did. You just forwarded them to me.
No, I didn't read this one.
Yes, you did, because you forwarded it to me.
Oh, you know what? I read the first one and the last one, and I didn't read the middle one.
Just read off. Don't read this last sentence.
You gotta cover it up so I don't read it. Sure, you can tell my story. Public humiliation is my middle name. LOL. And you're right. You fell in the snow. That makes you better than me. I bow down to superior falling skills.
She's actually really funny. I like her, her sense of humor. It's better than yours. She should be my co-host. You should just keep you for the production. ready for this.
Ready for this? I'm about to get my analysis on.
In quotation marks.
Man, I feel bad. I'm sorry, Sarah. You really are cool.
You know what? I'm just going to read this now.
I'm not doing justice.
Tommy Cheek! I don't know if you're going to like everything in here, but this is what I think. I like the show a lot! Because you guys have a great chemistry going on. Well, it's mostly because I'm sexy and you can't resist me.
Ew!
Stop hitting me, jeez! I was kidding, gods! Well, not about the being sexy part. Because I am a stud muffin. Okay.
To yourself.
Nicely played, my friend. The game is on!
The game's on.
Okay. Continuing on. There's you! The mark! She's talking to me. Not to David. Not to Drew. Jeez, I haven't been stuck like that in so long. There's you! The more aggressive I don't want to do this. There's you, the more aggressive character. You seem to run the show when it comes to discussion. It's interesting because your feelings about things tend to be polarized. Like, you either love it or hate it. Oh, on that note, I just like to say something. The reason I'm like that is because otherwise the show would kind of be boring. I find it fun to just pick a side.
You are polarized, though. You are polarized.
No, depending on what it is. If I feel bored and I want to live in a discussion, I'll pick one side and I'll argue it. Because that makes it more fun. Don't argue with me. I'm better than you and always.
Then there's the Jew.
The more passive character. But he's the person who kind of keeps the schedule. I mean, he's the one who's like, okay, here's what we're talking about next. That's where you put in your opinion, whether the Jew wants to hear it or not. That's right. I find you should really enjoy
all... Wait, sentence you were going to read.
No, not that. I'm talking about this, idiot.
Oh, okay.
I find your show really enjoyable because you guys are so great together. When you guys get together, it's like a Jewy, Hindu-y extravaganza of hilarity.
Okay, and that's what we're going to put up as the new main phrase on the front of our
site.
It's going to now say, a Jewy, Hindu-y extravaganza of hilarity. I think it's the best. I'm serious. The first thing I told him after I forwarded this to him was, that's our new site title.
It's really good.
It's so funny.
That's now how I sum up our show. It's like a Jewy... Hindu-y extravaganza.
Of hilarity.
Of hilarity.
Okay, let's see. Apple. Let's see if there's anything else interesting to talk about on the email.
Spider-Man.
What's that team? Okay, oh.
That's a different one. That's for the...
Milo D. Hello, the Jew.
Don't talk about
that. Faka. What does this even mean?
Don't talk about this one.
Why? Wait. What the hell is this about?
Faka Fetani. Thank you for having 200,000.
What the hell does Faka Fetani mean?
Oh!
Or Maloney.
This is our .tk site, remember?
Yes.
Okay, .tk, goju.tk, the Hindu.tk, the Jew and Hindu.tk.
Okay, doesn't matter.
Or the Hindu and the Jew, I don't remember.
Okay, my theory. Let's get on to my theory.
Okay.
My theory, my friends, you see, is that...
I'm the best.
Since I'm such an aggressive character in this podcast of ours, and I'm constantly berating the Jew on various aspects, not to say he isn't mean to me, you understand, because he is. God knows he is. But I seem to come out about it more vocally during the show, and so people tend to sympathize with the Jew more, so I basically turn him into like a quasi underdog character, whereas I am the more Sauronish being, and so people would prefer talking to you.
Black.
No, don't take my slide. You're Jeremy Hans.
Ew.
Don't give me that ew.
Look at this.
No,
look
I don't.
Look at this. Look at this.
I don't look at your germosity.
You want to see me really in?
You're disgusting. You're disgusting, my friend.
It's tasty.
Oh. Ah.
Okay. Literally, their hands baking.
Okay.
What?
Scandal. Point like a toiga.
Tweet like a toiga.
Okay.
It's Fasha. You know Fasha? Fasha?
Okay. Shut up. Hear that? That's the sound of her fan.
You know, I'm getting a fan control, you guys, hopefully.
Okay, so, that's my theory. If you agree with us, email us. If you don't agree with me, email us anyways. I've actually become a more proponent of people emailing us than you have, actually. If you're more like people call us, I'm more like people email us.
So, email us, thejewandhindu@gmail.com.
Like
we respond immediately. We still have a Poop Your Pants CD.
Give it to me.
Such a good CD.
Well, I haven't heard it yet. Because you said you'd let me, but you haven't, because I'm brown.
I'll buy you another copy.
Buy me? Yes, please buy me another copy.
Buy you another copy.
Because I realize I'm not an idiot. I'm not you. Oh. Oh, bird, deep bird.
Oh, it's so funny. What did I say to you? Oh, yeah, I said your rock was, like, really metal or something. And your mom's like, oh, bird.
No, you didn't say my rock was really metal.
I was insulting your music.
Yeah, in some way. And my mom goes, oh, burn!
It was so funny. It was the best ever. And I was like, you got burned, gosh.
And then my mom told you, no, David, you burned him.
Yeah, no, I said,
and
she
you
burned,
got burned
you.
She didn't burn me, though.
I know, and then she said, no, you burned him. And I was like, oh, I've been burned. Ouch.
My mom dishes the double burn. That's so good. I like that. That's good how I'm introduced by people, like my teachers to my mom, who'll be like, excuse me, ma'am, this is my mother. She dishes the double burn. And it'll be funny because I am God's vessel. I am God's vessel. Oh! Search histrionic personality disorder. Do it now. Go to Wikipedia.
Wait. Wiki.
Why don't you have like a I'm feeling lucky on Yahoo?
You do realize I don't have a mouse, right? You have a mouse.
Okay, search histrionic, HISTRIONIC, personality disorder. 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 There you go! Okay. In psychiatry, okay, this is amazing because I had to look this up for our psychology, and, like, I told my teacher a lot that I'm God's vessel because I'm usually really bored in that class because I have it 7. Okay, here are some symptoms. Excessive dramatics with exaggerated displays of emotion. That's kind of like me.
We have 1 minutes.
I need to be the center of attention. Low tolerance,
Yeah, low tolerance for frustration or...
Self-dramatization,
yeah, sure, go ahead.
Theatrically exaggerated and exaggeration expression of emotions. But there was one thing. But where is it? Delusions of grandeur. Apparently delusions of grandeur means you have...
Grandeur.
I say grandeur. I told my teacher that I thought I had histrionic personality disorder because I keep on telling her I'm God's vessel. And then she's like, no, Prakash, all these strippers and females have it. And I went, that's
strippers
good, because I'm neither female nor a stripper. It's usually females who are strippers. But she said strippers and females, so I thought it's funny.
Yeah,
so if I ever become a stripper, it's because I have histrionic personality disorder.
No, but it could be a Mickey factor.
What's
the fact that you suck?
Oh man, I could have had such a crude comeback to that, but I'm not gonna say
suck
it.
Suck yourself, Kirash. You suck.
This, I'm not gay.
Oh.
That was actually pretty poor burn.
It's really poor.
It was just like a passage of heat along your skin.
It was poorer than I'm gonna be tomorrow after I buy all
the. Oh! Self burn! It wasn't that.
I'm gonna be so broke, you guys. If you can figure out any way I can make some money, get rich quick schemes, anything. Send them.
Steal from a bank.
I should rob a Wachovia. No, I should rob a Bank of America. My mom gets out of here.
No, because my mom works at the Pentagon.
His mom works at the Pentagon.
How cool is that? That's so ridiculous.
She has access
to CVS
and CVS.
There's everything. You have a barber's. You have a CVS, you have McDonald's, I think there's a Burger King. There's also, like,
if you visit her,
if Pentagon had to shut
visit her someday in the court,
Pentagon,
if she had to leave, we should do that. I want to record in the Pentagon. We are now broadcasting off-site, on remote.
On the remote? Pentagon. How are we broadcasting on remote? Are we standing on a large remote?
Yes. The Pentagon is a rectangular. Like a remote.
Exactly. Yeah, my sock has a slide. No, you don't want to touch it because it's been near my foot.
Okay, you guys, we have to go.
No, you have to. We need to still record the new intro. Okay, we might have the new intro at the start of this show, probably. Hopefully.
Probably not, but maybe.
We'll see you later.
T-T-Y-L!
Gator! Oh my god!
What
the hell? Did you get the stoppers?
No. Rock on!
It's not recorded on there, by the way.
Rock on, rock out, peace in. Anything to say?
Did it work?
No, I haven't. I thought you had something to say.
I'm
you suck.